96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Since the Ray Rice domestic violence elevator video became public, the NFL has been flagged from all quarters. Congress, the National Organization for Women, the Court of Public Opinion, pundits and prognosticators. Now, child abuse has entered the picture for the league, with the Minnesota Vikings reversing course and placing star running back Adrian Peterson on the exempt list today. That means he can't play until his child abuse case is resolved. Domestic violence, child abuse, and the NFL. What's going on here? My guests are Freddie Allen, senior Washington correspondent for the National Newspaper Publishers Association, Hazel Trice-Edney, editor-in-chief of the Trice-Edney Newswire, and Ricky Clemens, host of the Sports Insider, right here on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Let's jump right into it because there's more happening literally today with the NFL about this issue. But Hazel, let me ask you first. As you know, Ray Rice is appealing his suspension with the NFL. He says there's a double jeopardy kind of situation here. They suspended him for two games before. Then the other video came out. Then they punished him again. What do you think about what's going on with the NFL? And let's start with Ray Rice and all of this.
Well, the Players Association is standing for Ray Rice, saying that it's double jeopardy. You can't be charged twice for the same crime. But I'm not sure if that's where Ray Rice needs to be right now. He obviously punched his wife out in an elevator. We all saw it. And perhaps he should be showing that he is making sure that he is a healed man, not just a healed football player and ready to get back on the field, but that he is a healed man, a healed husband, and that his wife is healed. We have seen him apologize to everybody except her publicly. I don't know what they've done in private, but I have not seen him apologize to her in public.
He did in the first press conference.
I haven't seen that, quite honestly.
He did in Baltimore, first press conference, Owings Mills facility. But this was before the NFL suspended him. But please go ahead.
Okay, I'll take that he did. Apologize because you saw that. However, right now it's time for him to be looking in on himself and his marriage. We saw the letter that his wife wrote the other day saying how they have been so hurt and bludgeoned by the media. It seems to me that she was hurt and bludgeoned by him. And so it seems that there's some healing that needs to take place right now, and that because they inflicted themselves in this way, or at least he inflicted upon her and was a terrible example in the public, it seems that he should take the punishment for a while. I don't know if he can appeal later, but it seems that he would take the punishment for a while, deal with the circumstances, and then come back and appeal and say, you know what, I'm ready now. That would be the responsible thing to do.
But what about the NFL, Freddie? I mean, it seems like they punished him once and they punished him again, and now they've hired three women to help them with developing new policies. But it seems right now that Commissioner Roger Goodell, correct me if I'm wrong, he just seems to be all over the place.
Yeah, they've botched this whole situation when dealing with domestic violence. I can't think of another institution that has done so poorly with dealing with this issue, especially one that's been in the limelight like the NFL has. They're, close to a $10 billion a year industry. They're making all this money hand over foot, but then when it comes to dealing with real social issues or real problems that their players are having, they just seem to be clueless on those issues. So it seems like they're great at making money, but not so great at tackling these tougher issues that we see in society.
Ricky?
Well, Harold, I have to say that the NFL is not built for a lot of these type of issues. They're starting to get aligned to these type of issues now. But most professional teams only care about what happens on the field. And a lot of things off the field is really the responsibility of the men and women that play these professional sports. Now, I can say in the Ray Rice situation, the CBA clearly says that some of the things that happened to Ray can happen legally because of the collective bargain agreement. But at the same time, the court of public opinion says that they do not want to see him on the field. So that's a very, very tough line for the NFL and for the local team. Mm. I think what you saw happen with the Minnesota Vikings and with the Carolina Panthers is direct action by the team. They didn't wait for the NFL. They didn't wait for an investigation. They did what was best for their team. Now, believe it or not, we all know public opinion caused that to happen. Because up until 12 o'clock on Sunday, Greg Hardy was playing with the Carolina Panthers. And what happened to Adrian Peterson, the first time he was even questioned about this incident, the team took him off the field. But they made the decision to put him back on the field, and then video came out and pictures came out about the child abuse, and they decided when the governor came out, when the sponsors said, we're not going to sponsor these guys anymore, then they decided, you know something, let's go ahead and take him off the field. So you're right. I think Fred is certainly right, and certainly Hazel is right on point. The NFL should have had policies in place for this and should have handled it a lot better.
202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about domestic violence, child abuse, and the NFL. What's going on here? We're at the Reporters Roundtable. I want to hear from you next. We'll talk about it. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about domestic violence, child abuse, and the NFL. My guests are Freddie Allen, senior Washington correspondent for the National Newspaper Publishers Association, Hazel Trice-Etney, editor-in-chief of the Trice-Etney Newswire, and Ricky Clemens, host of the Sports Insider on HUR Voices. That's right here on Sirius XM, Channel 141. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. I want to go back and piggyback on another issue that Ricky mentioned, because he talked about the Carolina Panthers. But also, guess what? You know, the San Francisco 49ers have not changed their stance about defensive end Ray McDonald. The veteran, 30-year-old veteran, has played in the team's first two games. He was arrested on domestic violence charges last month. Now, his arrest came before the second Ray Rice video, but long after the first Ray Rice video. Head coach Jim Harbaugh says the 49ers are withholding action against McDonald until his legal process plays out. Okay, so we've got a lot of moving parts here. And then, you know, and again, you know, it just seems to me that the NFL, this is the governing body, collective bargaining agreement notwithstanding, these are the folks that you work for. And so somebody needs to come down. Somebody needs to say something. Somebody needs to have some kind of blanket statement. I know that they're trying to make some kind of decision about these issues. But you got domestic violence. You got child abuse. You had the situation up in New England with the Patriots, where you have the player who was charged with murder. Well, you know, his situation is done. What do you do about players that behave badly and even to a broader extent? Because Freddie, you said, I've never seen anything quite like this before. You know why? Because what really is bigger than the NFL other than the federal government? And the reality is, should employers of any size begin to start looking into the personal lives of their employees and making decisions about whether or not they get to keep their jobs.
You know, some of these are business decisions, though. Some of these are business decisions that are being made just based on how these issues or these men are making the NFL look. And so you spoke about, should employers begin to look into the personal lives? Those employers are probably not doing that and not going to do that as long as those personal lives remain private. The moment that wife comes out at the office party with a black eye or a busted lip, or a video of her being knocked out or abused, that's when the employer will probably begin to look into it. And that's what has happened with the National Football League. They are on the spot right now. You know, everybody is looking to them to say, what are you going to do about domestic violence? Now, most of us know something about domestic violence from either personal experience or something that has happened to a friend or a loved one. But it's now front and center. And so although we may not have, you know, it's a lot of times it's a family secret and nobody's dealing with it. But now that it's front and center, the National Football League has become a microcosm to what has been going on around us all the time. And all the time, we all have wanted something to be done about it.
Real quick, Ricky, should Goodell lose his job?
No, I don't think so. As someone said in the barbershop the other day, Goodell didn't smack anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not because of anything that the NFL did not do. This is personal responsibility on grown men and women who have to take personal responsibility. But to answer your question about the issue whether a player should be on or off the field, Harold, there's only two questions, two answers for that. That's called due process. And that's something that has to happen no matter what happened here in America. And even no matter how egregious a player's conduct is, he still has to have due process.
Well, hold that point, Rick. Rick, I need to take a break. So if you're on the line, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are open, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.